I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. Now, you're telling me about this guy, Jim Cummings.
Yeah, no one knows who he is.
No one knows. To see his Thunder Road and The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Yeah.
This guy's whacked out, man.
In a beautiful way.
He is.
A few years ago, I guess there was a short film he turned into Thunder Road. It just sounded interesting. It's about a police officer in a small town just losing his grip emotionally. He's gone through a divorce. He just lost his mom.
He's going to lose his daughter.
Single dad trying to hold on to his daughter. Beautifully wrought, dark comedy, slice of life, character study. I think on a second viewing, it treads a little more familiar ground than I had initially given it credit for.
Okay.
He's tweaked everything enough that it seems really original.
He's got social commentary in both films. It'll be on the police and on authority. There is an element of him about losing it that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, sad for him, sad for us.
Right.
Because of what it is.
It's really sad. It's sad. It's delightfully sad. He opens Thunder Road in uniform at his mother's funeral. The camera is on him and never leaves him for a good 13 minutes.
Yes.
What a testament to his talent
absolutely.
That it doesn't feel like 13 minutes.
No.
He is giving the eulogy at his mother's funeral.
Yes.
He's trying to explain himself, his devotion to his mother. And then he wants to do this tribute to sing to a Bruce Springsteen song. The little boombox that he has is inoperable. He dances to nothing, to everyone's horror. And like you said, we're both laughing, but there's something about this guy, the figure he cuts, the tone he strikes, at once both comic, pathetic, and devastating.
He's satirizing,
but
he's also being profoundly serious.
That's, I guess, what was most impressive to me is that as a first-timer, as a first-time feature filmmaker, this guy puts himself front and center to the audience and says, hey, you're either with me or not.
Like, yeah.
Right? And he either loses the audience right there or you're on his side. His second effort is
called
The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Tells you right away.
Ostensibly a horror film. Right?
It's not The Wolf of Wall Street.
So here's Jim Cummings again playing a mentally slightly imbalanced police officer and dealing with what may or may not be a series of killings committed by a werewolf.
Yeah, an intelligent animal or being. I think he has good sensibility that it might be a man, okay, because there are elements of intelligence about it that would not be a werewolf. He's got some things right.
Right.
Now, what he's dealing with is a father who is the sheriff who's losing it, Robert Forster.
Great. Robert Forster's last performance.
Whoa. He's trying to measure up, which is going to be very difficult for him.
Right.
He's trying still to save some things in his life.
Yeah.
And he'll say stuff in front of his officers that's absurd.
Right.
And they're trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
So they're accepting some of the wacky stuff that he's saying to them.
And he's also, like his character in Thunder Road, in this film, he's an alcoholic. So he's on edge.
Yeah. Right?
He's dealing with drinking. Real life elements, these real life problems that bleed into this broader, more comic framework, manages to strike that balance. I was worried a little bit that he might be repeating himself, but I get what he's doing. A genre stage to test his persona out, to test this tonal balance between something serious, something sad, and something funny.
Yeah. It's a pretty decent horror film or satire of the genre.
Right. What it ultimately ends up being is a nice riff on the werewolf movie.
He's had two films now, both of them with similar characters.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'll continue on with that character?
I want to say that Jim Cummings in these first two films is the arrival of a major new cinematic talent.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember seeing for the first time the 1-2 punch of Bottle Rocket and Rushmore, which announced the arrival of Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if this guy is that, but he's certainly a new, original voice, giving us sort of emotional experiences that are new. And I mean, how often can you say that?
And chuckles along the way.
Right.
For a guy here who's very tough on comedy, I have to admit, I found it very amusing. And that I will look forward to Jim Cummings in the future.
Yes, I can't wait to see what the guy does next. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.